Gunsmoke. Brought to you by L&M Filters. This is it. L&M is best. Stands out from all the rest. Around Dodge City and in the territory on West, there's just one way to handle the killers and the spoilers, and that's with a U.S. Marshal and the smell of gun smoke. Gunsmoke, starring William Conrad. A transcribed story of the violence that moved west with young America. And the story of a man who moved with it.
I'm that man. Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet. It's a chancy job, and it makes a man watchful. And a little lonely.
Justice?
No, sir, but I've been waiting here with Doc. I thought you might want me for something.
No, but there's somebody up the street that wants you.
Wants me?
Yeah, Peter said he came in a barbershop and asked where the marshal's office was. He mentioned your name.
Oh, then you didn't see him, huh?
I didn't talk to him, but I saw him getting back on his horse. He headed for the OK stable.
Oh, I wonder who came.
Some stranger. I never saw him before.
What do you look like?
Well, he's built kind of like a stork, all legs. Got reddish hair with a white streak running right down the middle.
Oh, built like a stork and looks like a skunk. Looks like a skunk. Well, you see, I can hug some friends just
there. Mr.
Dillon?
Yeah? You sure about that white streak in his hair?
Well, he took his hat off to swat a horse fly. I couldn't miss it.
Oh, my goodness.
What's wrong?
It's him. He couldn't be nobody else.
Hey, you look scared, Chester. Is this man after you?
Don't tell him where I'm at, Mr. Dillon. Tell him I went to Wyoming or somewhere. Doc, I'll get myself together, and then I'll hide in your office till it gets dark.
Now, wait a minute, Chester. If you're in trouble, I'll help you.
You can't help me. I'll go hole up out on the prairie somewhere till he leaves. I gotta get out of here.
Huh. Well, what do you mean, sir? Well, you know, he must be in trouble, man. I never saw Chester act that way before.
No. Look, Doc, let's go down and wait for him in your office, huh? Maybe we can get some sense out of him there.
When it gets good and dark, I'll take a rope and lower myself out your back window, Doc.
Fine, Jerky. I'm always happy to help out anybody who's on the run.
I ain't running, Doc. I'm just hiding out for a spell.
Look, Chester, what if this man decides to outweigh you? You're going to spend the rest of your life wandering around the prairie?
He won't wait long, Mr. Dillon. He hates town.
Well, then maybe he'll come looking for you out there.
Well, that's better than finding me here.
Why?
Magnus just don't belong in a town amongst civilized people. He's too countryfied.
Chester, who is Magnus?
Magnus Proudfoot, Mr. Dillon.
Magnus Proudfoot?
My baby brother, doggone him.
Well, what in the world are you running away from your brother for?
I don't know what he's doing here, that's why. You can't tell what Magnus will do next, Doc. You can't count on him.
What do you mean, Chester?
Mr. Dillon, when Magnus was 10 years old, he took off from home and went and lived off the land all by himself for 2 years. With a rifle and a knife and a horse. And you know something else? I swear he ain't slept in a bed since then.
Well, I don't see anything so wrong with that.
Well, how would you like to have a little brother that wouldn't never come in the house except to feed now and then? And sometimes he wouldn't even show up to do that for months at a time. He claims being around people too much dulls a man's senses. Magnus is crazy, Mr. Dillon. He Embarrassing.
How long has it been since you've seen Magnus?
Well, I left Waco in 62 to join the war. I ain't never been back. The last I heard a couple of years ago, you did Magnus. How'd he find out where I'm at?
Well, he's not going to shoot you, Chester. He came to visit his big brother. What's wrong with that?
Oh, no. Magnus has got something on his mind. He didn't come here just to say hello, not Magnus. He's got some scheme going. Probably wants me to go live with the Indians or some fool thing like that. I remember one time he tried to get me to go up into the Rocky Mountains with him during the winter. He said if we got cold, we could sleep in caves with bears.
Well, now that sounds like fun. Now, why didn't you go?
All right, you can laugh all you want to, Doc. It ain't your brother.
No. I'm sorry, Chester, no. But running away won't do any good.
Yeah, Doc's right, Chester. Magnus doesn't sound like the kind of a man who'll give up fighting you just because you aren't anywhere around. Now, you might as well stay and see what he wants, huh? You'll think it over for a while. You'll see that we're right. He must still be in the stable here with his horse.
He always did like horses better than people.
All right, the door's open. Let's take a look. Huh?
Well, I don't see nobody, Mr. Dillon. Let's go, huh?
Now, wait a minute, Chester. Holler for him.
Oh, no.
Go ahead. He might be in the back there where it's dark.
Well,
go ahead.
Agnes. See, he ain't here, Mr.
Dillon. Now, wait a minute. Now, look. There he comes.
Yeah.
Chester, you have got floppy fat.
Oh, Magnus.
Soft living, Bunny.
Magnus, what are you doing in Dodge City?
I have come looking for you.
Why? Why ain't you in Texas where you belong?
How come you don't talk like the Texan no more, Chester?
I've been away too long, but that don't answer my question. What are you doing here?
Why, I come to help you.
To help me?
Well, I always could take care of myself better than you, Chester. And when I ran in the mall last summer and she told me about you, I got worried. I figured as how you might need me.
Need you for what?
To help you run things here, help you be marshal.
What?
Help me be I ain't no marshal. He's... Oh, I forgot. Magnus, this is Marshal Dillon.
How do you do, Magnus?
But I thought you was the marshal, Chester.
Of course I'm not. What gave you that idea?
Ma? She said you wrote her.
I ain't wrote Ma for over a year, and when I did, I told her I worked for a marshal. I didn't say I was one. Honest and truth, Mr. Dillon, I never said no such thing.
Well,
no letter.
Well, Ma's getting kind of old. She makes the things up some these days.
She sure does.
Anyways, I'm proud to know you, Marshal Dillon. Tell me, is Chester a good help to you?
Yes, he is. He's a fine help, Magnus.
Good. Well, I come all this way. I reckon I'll stay. I go to work for you, too.
Magnus, you can't just walk up to somebody and say, I'm going to work for you.
Why not?
It ain't polite. Nobody asked you.
Nobody told me not to.
That's why you ain't no more civilized than you was 10 years ago.
Oh, I learned a lot in the army, Seth. I saw a lot of places, a lot of people.
How long since you slept in bed?
Well, not since I first went off from home, I reckon.
How long since you lived in town?
You know I don't like towns. I generally ride around them.
How long since you talked to a woman, besides Ma, I mean?
Now, Chester, you know
how
I
don't... How long since you had a drink?
I don't never drink.
You gamble?
Feller in the army taught me, but I never used it.
You see, Mr. Dillon, he ain't civil.
Now, wait a minute, Chester. You're not being quite fair. A man doesn't have to do all those things to be civilized.
I'm just trying to show him how crazy it is for him to say he wants to stay here and all, Mr. Dillon.
You know, I might like it, Chester. I never give it a first chance. Living like you might be exciting. Yeah, maybe I've been missing something.
You would hate it, Magnus. I'm telling you, for your own good. I know you better than you do. You're half wild, that's what you are. You couldn't stand living the way I do.
I never tried it, Chester.
Well, go try it somewhere else. You just get me in trouble here. You always did.
I promise I will not get you in no trouble.
Besides, Marshall Dillon don't need no help. You can't stay here without a job.
Well, I got some money. Let's do some trapping last winter.
You still eat with your fingers, Maggie?
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute, you two. Look, I got an idea. Now, maybe Chester's right, Magnus. Maybe you wouldn't like living in the town.
Of course he wouldn't. He'd be miserable.
But it's like Magnus says, Chester. He never gave it a chance. Now, why don't you let him find out for himself?
If he gets in trouble, I'll be in trouble. Magnus don't know how to live around people, Mr. Dillon.
Well, I live with people in the army.
That's different.
Well, I'm staying anyway, Chester. There's no use to argue.
Give him a chance, Chester. Show him Dodge. Show him what it's like. And let him make up his own mind about it.
Oh. All right, he won't leave anyway. But you're going to do what I tell you, Magnus. You're going to live exactly the way I do.
That should be. I'll do it, Chester.
All right. And we'll start by getting a room at the Dodge house.
Oh, no. I'll sleep lots better in the stable here with my horse, Chester.
Hey, you see what I mean, Mr. Dillon? Magnus Proudfoot, you follow me. We're going to sleep in a bed tonight if it kills you.
Chester. Magnus.
Marshal?
Where did you get to last night, Magnus? I didn't see you around anywhere.
It gets dark. I generally go to sleep, Marshal.
Yeah, sure. Well, how did you like the Dodge house?
Tell the truth now, Magnus.
It's too hot. Not enough fire.
That ain't all.
Bed was too soft. But I slept good.
I bet you wasn't in that bed more than 5 minutes, Magnus. You slept on the floor. I know you did. You cheated.
I'll try it again tonight, Chester.
You're going to try more than that tonight. You need me for anything today, Mr. Dillon?
Nothing that I know of, Chester.
Then I think I'll spend the afternoon at the Long Branch playing cards. Gambling, Magnus.
Oh, now, Chester, you don't want to do that. That's evil and wicked. Besides, it's wrong.
Are you going to live like me, or are you ready to give up?
I got to gamble, too, or can I just sit and watch?
Magnus, I'm going to get you wet all over. You're going to gamble.
Well, I'll go see to my horse now.
Okay, but you wait at the stable for me. I'll pick you up there.
I'll wait.
You're being kind of rough on him, aren't you? Don't you think you should take it a little slower?
If I give him enough time, he might fool himself into thinking he likes town life, Mr. Dillon.
And you don't think Magnus ever really would, huh?
A man like him never changes. Magnus can live off the country like an animal, but he just don't know how to take care of himself around people.
Well, I guess you know what you're doing, Chester, but I was just thinking, if it doesn't work and he wants to stay... I think with his experience and everything, that he might be a great help to me.
What? Oh, now, Mr. Dillon, don't tell him that. Please don't. Anyhow, not that I've had a chance to show him what life's like around here, but please.
Well, okay, Chester, I won't. So you work on him first and see what happens. I'll wait. I think I'll have a beer, Sam.
Oh, Mr. Dillon.
Chester, I thought you were gambling. What are you doing at the bar? Where's Magnus?
We've been gambling all afternoon. Playing blackjack against that new dealer that got here.
Oh, how'd you make out?
Well, you know how it is with me, Mr. Dillon. I never do win a whole lot.
That means you lost.
But I'll get it back next payday, maybe.
Next payday? Now, he really did pay you, didn't he?
Yes, sir. He did.
Well, what about Magnus?
Here he comes. Ask him.
Hello, Marshal.
Ah, that's quite a handful of bills you got there, Magnus.
Well, it's all he has, but I am just as glad. I'm getting mighty weary sitting in one place all afternoon.
You mean you broke the dealer?
Well, he claims I did. Anyway, he quit trying.
Well, for a man that doesn't gamble, you seem to be a pretty fair blackjack player, Magnus.
All I know is what that feller taught me in the army.
Well, he must have been a good teacher.
He's a gambler, Marshal. A crooked gambler, to boot.
What?
That's why he taught me, Chester, to show me what happens when you gamble.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute, Magnus. You mean the dealer you were playing against today was crooked?
Well, most of them weren't. That's what this feller told me.
Magnus, I just figured something. You couldn't have won unless you were playing crooked, too.
Of course I'm playing crooked. That's the only way I know how.
Well, Magnus, supposing he'd have found out, they'd have been a-cheating.
He's not very good. Not near so good as his father taught me in the army.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, what are you going to show him now, Chester?
I don't know.
Hello, Matt. Chester?
Hello, Kitty. Are you just coming?
Yeah, I heard Chester's kid brother was here on the meeting.
Sure, Miss Kitty, that's fine. I mean, you want to meet him?
Oh, I sure do.
Magnus, this is Miss Kitty, a real live woman, Magnus.
How do you do, Magnus?
Well?
That's for married women, Magnus. I'm still a miss.
Oh, I don't get around women much.
Well, it's not too late to start, and you have something against us.
I'm generally off in the country somewhere alone.
So you don't see many women, is that it?
I don't see none at all.
What do you do, Magnus? Hunt and trap?
Mostly. Sometimes I just travel around looking.
Where, Texas?
I've been all over, Miss Kitty. I've been most everywhere.
I'll bet you never been to Canada.
Last winter, I was trapping up there.
You never told me you was in Canada, Magnus.
You never asked me. You like Canada, Miss Kitty?
I never got that far north, Magnus. Is it pretty?
It's awful big. It's pretty, too. It's cold. Sometimes the trees crack. Yeah, sounds like rifle shots. You ought to hear that. It's kind of exciting.
I'll bet it is. Spooky, too, huh?
The first time it is, you get used to it.
That awful cold, Magnus. I don't think I'd ever get used to that.
Well, it's no worse than a blizzard on the prairie. And besides, you get more shelter than big trees up there. And the snow, it's real deep. That's the best shelter. It's awful warm when you get way down deep in the snow there. Like, one time when I was coming back from my trap line.
All right, that's enough. It's supper time. We got to go eat.
Well, that's mean. Let me finish the story, Chester.
I'm sorry, Miss Kitty, but you... Well, we got to eat sometime.
Oh, Miss Kitty, ma'am, have you asked yet?
No, I haven't.
I'd be right proud to buy you a date.
Supper?
Chester and Marshal Dillon will be there.
Well, I'd love to come, Magnus. Thank you.
Oh, goodness, my nerves won't
stop. Wait a minute, Kitty. Let me buy a drink all the way around before we go, huh?
Well, I never drank.
Yeah. Well, I kind of think maybe Chester will need one before the night's out. So what are you doing out so late, Doc?
What time is it?
Oh, it's a good hour past midnight. I was about to turn in myself. sounds pretty quiet tonight.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm hungry, man.
You know something? You should have had supper with us tonight.
I wish I had.
No, not just to eat. To hear Magnus. He asked Kitty along, and he never stopped talking to her once.
I thought he was woman shy.
Yeah, well, so did Chester.
I'm sorry, I missed it. Where is he now?
I don't know. Chester took him off somewhere.
Oh, Chester's going to get him in trouble. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. What's this coming here? Where is he?
Well, it's a man carrying somebody. It's Magnus, man.
Yeah.
Why, that's Chester he's got.
What happened, Magnus? Is Chester hurt?
He ain't hurt, Marshal. He didn't knock.
Well, what's the matter with him, Magnus?
Oh, he got sleepy.
What?
Well, Marshal, at supper, Chester said we was going to have to do some drinking. He said we was going to have 3-4 drinks in every saloon in town. I didn't want to do it, but, well, you know how he's been talking.
Yeah, I know. How far did you get, Magnus?
Well, I made all of them. But like I say, Chester, he got sleepy the last few, and I carried him along so he wouldn't be disappointed about it tomorrow.
You carried him along like that?
It was the only way I could, Marshal.
Follow me, Magnus, and we'll put him to bed.
Well, his room ain't down that way, Marshal. That's his jail.
Well, we'll lock him in the cell and put him on the floor, Magnus. He might roll out of bed and get hurt otherwise. Besides, I always lock up men that get that sleepy. Good morning, Langley.
Where's Chester, Marshal?
Oh, he's out back washing up. I turned him loose a while ago.
How's he feeling?
Well, he says he feels fine. Says he can't imagine why he fainted that way. Never done it before, he said.
It's soft living, like I told him.
Oh. Hello, Magnus.
I come by to see if you'd like to get some coffee, Chester.
Oh, I could use some. You look pretty good this morning, Magnus.
I cheated again, Chester. I slept on the floor last night.
Oh, that's why, huh?
It's no use, Chester. I've been thinking, I just ain't fitting for town life. I'm going to leave.
What?
I'm going to leave. I'm better off out there in the open.
Well, now, wait, Magnus. You can't leave.
Well, you told me so yourself.
Well, I didn't know then. I didn't know about you. Magnus, you're better off in a town than I am.
Thanks, Chester, but I know where I belong.
No, now, you can't leave now, can you, Mr. Dillon?
Well, it's up to him, Chester, but if he wants to stay, why, I'll give him a job of some kind. We could use him.
There, you see, Magnus?
No. No, I tried it. Got to try everything once, but it just ain't for me.
Well, why not? You get along fine here. What's wrong with it?
Well, it's all right for you, Chester, but for me, It just ain't exciting enough.
Not exciting enough? Well, what's exciting about living on the ground like an animal?
You'd have to try that to find out, Chester. You want to come with me now?
No, of course I don't. I couldn't stand it. I guess we're just different, Magnus.
Now, there's nothing wrong with being different, Chester. Guess you both learned that by now.
Yes, sir. I sure have. But, Magnus, you don't have to leave today. You can stay till after New Year. You got to.
Why?
Well, because I want you to. You're my little brother. Well, Magnus, I'm kind of proud of you.
Okay, Chester, but I'm getting out of that blasted hotel. I'm going to move back in with my horse.
All right, that's fine, Magnus. Of course you are. And, look, I'll come help you get your stuff. You towed it over together.
Mm-hmm.
Squad runs the direction of Norman McDonald, stars William Conrad as Matt Dillon, U.S. Marshal. Tonight's story was specially written for Gunsmoke by John Meston, with music composed and conducted by Rex Corey. Sound patterns by Tom Hanley and Ray Kemper. Bob Easton plays Maxie. Marty Bear is Chester, Howard McNair is Doc, and Georgia Ellis is Kitty. Join us again next week as Matt Dillon, U.S. Marshal, fights to bring law and order out of the wild violence of the West in Gunsmoke.